On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit. How's it going, everybody? Welcome to Audio Whiplash 98. From that sound, I'm sure you will all have figured out who the co-host for the day is, live from the most dull place on Earth, Jill McSween. How are you?
I'm great and loving the dullest place on Earth.
Yes.
No, well, not really, but, you know, hey.
Does it feel like Christmas yet in Delaware? How's your first holiday season shaping up in the United States?
So far, so good. When I moved down here in August, they had Christmas lights on the trees outside. So I guess it's always kind of felt like Christmas around here. I don't actually think they're Christmas lights. I think they're a little bit kind of like safety lights to kind of help brighten up the street. But,
or
you know,
is it like
hey,
a permanent reminder from the, you know, whitest parts of America that this is a Christian nation and never let the brown people forget? Is that...
I'm going to go with no where I am.
That's the right thing for
you
to say where you are. I'll say what I'll say from the safety
of
the other side of the border.
But today, actually, Andy and I went and bought a Christmas tree, a real live, honest to God Christmas tree. And we put some lights on and we put some decorations out and we put some lights all around the windows. So it's actually looking really good.
Now, did you buy, or did you like sneak into some forest and drag something home? And
no, we actually went to a tree lot and bought a Christmas tree.
Second question, knowing that neither one of you own a vehicle, did the bus driver allow you on with a Christmas tree? Or...
Now, see, the fun thing about living in Delaware is that Andy's mother lives in Delaware, so we were able to get a drive.
Okay.
We did have to put the 7-foot Christmas tree in a Prius, but, you know.
It's almost more funny than the bus.
It is, right? But you know what? We got here, and it looks fantastic, so...
I don't know why this only ever comes up when you're on. For the second ever time, I'm about to mention somebody. His name is Kevin. You know Kevin as well as I do. And he told me a story once that I had never heard before, or I'm not quite sure why he thought this was going to work. But he and a friend of his went to refill a propane tank for their barbecue and hadn't quite thought everything through. Got their full propane tank and headed for the bus stop. And the bus pulled up and the guy's like, no, you're not thinking of... Like, it must have looked like the world's most crude terrorists ever, right? Like, a hammer and a propane tank getting on the front of the... Anyway.
I mean, it's almost so obvious that you think, let them on, because, I mean, really, what are they going to do? I don't know. I mean, yeah, no, that sounds like Kevin.
Yeah, so I hope he's doing all right. I haven't heard from him in quite a while. I've got a couple things I want to talk to Jill about here. Before you do that, before I do that, if you want to interact with the show, you can do so at TallCanAudio on Twitter. Or facebook.com/tallcanaudio. If you'd like to show some love to the show and support us, you can do that at patreon.com/tallcanaudio. This is now, we are into week 2 of me being sick. I'm kind of hoping that's going to end here fairly shortly. But I did find in the last day or so, Jill, a video that warmed my heart. It made me feel a little better about the world that we're all living in. And I've sent it to you. And
okay.
I'm going to allow our listeners to hear it as well. And after that, I just kind of want to get your first take on our friend Joe. Joe is this guy. His video has been sweeping Twitter. And to tee it up, all you really need to know is that a poor girl named Julia received this video from Joe after meeting him once. Now, there are two different stories. One was that they met at her gym the day before. And the other story is that they met at a nightclub the night before this video when she was hammered and woke up to this video. Either way, these two people, Joe and Julia, had met once before this video was sent, and our friend Joe felt the need to send this over to, oh, I guess what he's hoping will be the new love of his life, Julia. So let's go ahead and play the audio for that.
Good morning, Julia. It's me, Joe. Just wanted to say hi. Wish you a great day. Tell you that meeting you yesterday and getting a look at you was probably one of the greatest moments of my life. You were so beautiful. You don't know how beautiful you are to me. I mean, just, you're gorgeous, you're precious. And but it's been sitting in my mind when you said to me you want to go back with your ex-boyfriend. Please erase him from your memory. Don't ever go back in the past. I know, because I've been there. And I understand when, you know, you're trying to find somebody and you go on dates and nothing compares to your ex. But there is that better person out there. And Julia, I promise you, it is me. I will love you like you've never been loved before. I will cherish you. I'll make you feel like a woman, a real woman. And believe me, after you experience me, you won't even know who your ex-boyfriend is. So open up your heart to me in your arms. Let's go full throttle. I could see me falling in love with you. I just looked in your eyes and I just melt. Anyhow, I'm heading off to work. This is my cute little home. Everything you see behind me, I built everything. Every square inch, from crown molding to chair rail, to floors, to lighting, to plumbing, doors, windows. So this is the type of guy you're getting. I'm a very handy guy, and I'd love to build you whatever you want. You're a sweetheart. So I hope this video doesn't scare you, but that's how I feel. I just want you to know that. Okay? And I look forward to going out to dinner with you. So let's make it happen. Mwah. Ciao, baby.
So, Jill, I know that you are in a fairly serious relationship right now, but have you suddenly maybe lost a little interest in Andy and are feeling like maybe you need to go find Joe? Joe seems like quite a guy.
Joe does seem like quite a guy. I will give you that. If I was... Julia.
I'm sure she's changed her name by now.
I was just going to say that might be the first thing I do would be change my name and move. Wow. But on the other hand, good for him, I guess. I mean, that was pretty bold.
Sure. Put it out there.
Pretty bold. I mean, wow.
After one day, either one drunken exchange at a bar or one passing conversation at a gym.
So I know you said there were two stories there,
yes.
Like, you know, whether it was the gym or the bar. Does it matter?
No.
No, really.
In no way does it matter. Other than the fact that she needs to stop going to that gym or bar.
To the gym and bar. Well, really, at this point, just stop going to everywhere you've been going before in your life. I think that would be a solid step in the right direction. But, yeah, I was wondering. I was waiting for where that kind of came into play. And I realized by the end of it, I was like, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter at all.
Not at all. But wow. Also, the biggest question that I got from this, which is funny, do you really think he built the house behind him?
Yeah. So for those of you in the video, he's clearly doing like a FaceTime kind of thing or using his, and he's kind of walking around or whatever. And so you can kind of see the house in the background. And this is, that kind of stood out to me too, because I'm not sure Joe really knows what he's doing here or what he's going for. So at one point, he's trying to play the Lothario smooth, right? Like, I'll make you feel like a real woman. And after you've been with me, you won't even remember your ex-boyfriend. And you're like, okay, there's that version of Joe. And then later on, it's, so open up your heart to me and open up your arms and we're going for sweet Joe. And then I guess later we're going to try and sell like video resume handyman Joe. I'd love to build you whatever you'd like. A restraining order, please.
Yeah. But I was listening to it, and at first, like you said, we kind of get this sweet Joe. And I'm thinking, this could be like wedding vows. And
sure.
then we got into Joe and never mind.
Like no, a real woman.
No. Oh. A real woman. I couldn't believe he said that. I go, wow, okay. But I guess, you know what? Good for Joe. He put it out there. Does anybody know what happened?
We don't.
Like, is there,
like
no
I said,
one?
I'm sure
okay.
Julia has deleted her social media accounts, is living in witness protection, perhaps.
I mean, I guess the good thing is Julia's last name has not been released.
That's right. I can't. I haven't seen that.
And I don't know if we know where this is.
It sounds very Northeastern, doesn't it? Like Boston,
does,
like.
I mean, I guess you could maybe from his Twitter find out where he lives.
Sure.
But I was wondering, you know, because, yeah, Julia needs to go to somewhere very far away.
Yes.
Yeah. That was hilarious.
And there's, like you said, you kind of go through this ride with Joe where you're like, you know what, man? Good for you. We're all just trying to find love, and you're just putting. And then, oh, Joe, don't do that. What are you doing, buddy? So now it might be just as likely at this point that Joe has entered witness protection as Julia. I don't think he expected this would end up on the tweet that I found this on said, "Oh my God, my roommate Julia showed me this morning, and it's her roommate who put it out on Twitter." And it's. Oh, boy.
Now, if I was Julia, I might be more upset by my roommate for putting that out there.
Maybe, but it's entirely possible the two of them are just laughing hysterically as they show it, right? Like,
that's true.
Like, Julia may have woken up hungover and gone, oh, my God. Like, what happened? What did I do? Did I really talk to this guy about my ex-boyfriend? And, like we just don't know enough about the roommate or Julia or Joe, really. But the video on its own, to me, is just gold.
It is hilarious. And it honest to God, makes me want more videos from Joe.
Yeah, we need to hear
more.
We need to know
about
more.
This. Yeah. I would really like to know more about this.
I should follow the person who shared this because it was retweeted into my timeline and see if we can get an update. But
I also want to know what Joe does because it said he was on his way to work.
Yeah.
So I wonder, is he a carpenter? Like, does he?
Yeah, maybe.
Stalker. I don't know what he does for, well, that might be more accurate, but, you know.
And I think.
I want to know more about Joe's life.
My
about
favorite.
Julia's life.
I know. You become invested quickly in these characters, right? Like, it's like the most brilliant beginning to a new show ever, like where they're trying to hook you into characters you don't know. Like, I'm hooked on Joe and Julia.
Well,
at this
and
point.
I think I am. I think I found it so hilarious, but it's like when you stop to think that this is actually real people, it maybe becomes a little bit more disturbing, which is what it should be in the first place. But, you know, you watch it on your computer or your, you know, phone and you go, this is hilarious.
Yeah,
you're
see,
like, oh my God, no, this might actually be real. I mean, this could be fake for all we know.
So, you know, Criminal Minds, right? Always has that 2-minute scene before they run the intro or the credits at the beginning.
Yeah.
This is the first 2 minutes before the credits, and then the show ends with a murder-suicide, and Julia and Joe are both dead.
I could see it. Yeah. I could see it. Criminal Minds might be taking this. I wonder. Somebody should send that to them.
Last thing before we move on from this, the ending of it, ciao. There was nothing more cringeworthy than him blowing a kiss and then ciao. Of all things.
Well, you know what? And again, I'll be fair to Joe. That was probably of all the ways to end it. That wasn't a bad choice.
As true to Joe as it was.
Yeah, I mean, really. If
at
we
this
think
point,
about it.
He's bared his heart. He's been Lothario Joe. He's been Handyman Joe. And he's been Sweet Guy Joe. I guess, really, she's either into you by now or you've crashed and burned. The ending probably doesn't matter.
No, that's assuming she got all the way to the end. But, you know, hey.
It's going to be really difficult for me to fight the urge to have the new closing credits of our show here on Audio Whiplash not be the sound of him just saying, mwah, ciao.
Oh, that would be perfect.
Yeah. So before we move on here, it sounded like Jill almost spit out a little wine over as we were talking about this. I think this is only the second time anyone has ever consumed wine on the show. It's always been beer or rum or whatever. I can tell you the last person was our friend Amy, also on Skype. This would have been almost 2 years ago now. We were still pretty early on. And I asked Amy how she was doing, like literally to start the show right after the music. And she said, well, I just dumped wine all over my pajamas. Painted quite a picture of where she was doing the show, drinking in her pajamas. And,
that's giving me some ideas because I'm not drinking in my pajamas and yet. Maybe I should be.
That's right.
Amy might have been doing this correct.
Yeah.
And I might be doing it wrong.
We have two, somehow, this was coincidence, two stories that kind of relate to airplanes. I think we'll start with the Wi-Fi one. And neither of these will we spend a ton of time on, but there's a story and we'll share the link at the usual places and in the show notes if you want to check it out for yourself about a genius who renamed a Wi-Fi network on board an airplane bomb, and it forced an emergency landing, obviously, and everyone had to get off and see what was up. Have you ever been tempted to change a Wi-Fi network on a, you know, on an airline, especially to something like that?
No, I haven't. Now I used to fly a lot.
Yeah.
Well, a fair amount, maybe not a lot, but
right.
A fair amount. And I've never really flown on, an airline with free Wi-Fi like that.
Okay. Cause
one
this
that
is...
allowed me to change the Wi-Fi.
Sure.
Now, I'm not tech savvy at all. If I could get onto the Wi-Fi, that would be great enough for me. I would not be looking to change it, but
right now this is the thing, and I think you've got the story open there in front of you, so you can correct me if I'm wrong, but if I'm not mistaken, I believe the flight was from Zimbabwe to Istanbul.
Nairobi,
thank you, to Istanbul.
Yeah.
The only reason that is relevant to me is, how is it that on a flight from Nairobi to Istanbul there's free Wi-Fi, and on like 90% of Air Canada flights there is still no Wi-Fi?
Well, okay, so that I can actually speak to, because I believe, not I believe, I know this is true, they were flying on Turkish Air.
Okay.
And now
there's
actually,
an airline I will never fly on.
Okay, but hear me out.
Yeah.
So back in 2011. I had the opportunity to travel to Turkey.
Antalya,
Turkey, and we flew through Istanbul to get there. And we flew from Chicago to Istanbul, and we did fly on Turkish Air.
Pass.
Probably the best flying experience I had.
Really?
Turkish Air is, I do believe, rated one of the top airlines to fly.
All right. Because I can remember, any flying I've done has been almost exclusively Canada, USA only. I have a flight to Europe and back, and even then, I can remember sitting at my gate at Heathrow going, Air Iran, Egypt Air. I'm like, who's getting on these fucking flaming oil cans that are heading to the most dangerous parts of the world?
Well, that segmented into what I pulled as one of the most interesting parts of this whole story article that I read here was, did you see where they had to make the emergency landing?
Oh, I forget.
Sudan.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Sudan. That's where you made your emergency landing? Really?
You know what? I'll take my chances with the bomb Wi-Fi. Let's keep going.
I was telling Andy just quickly about this story, and that's exactly what I said. You know what? I'm going to take my chances with the bomb on board instead of landing in Sudan.
I couldn't
believe it.
I read a story a couple... I didn't know the Sudan had an airport. A couple weeks ago, I was reading a story about some fringe group in the Middle East that was trying to attack Saudi Arabia, and they were launching missiles at small missiles towards the main airport in Saudi Arabia's capital, and the name of the city escapes me right now. It's not important. And the point of the story that they're talking about is that the Saudis are using American anti-missile defense systems, right? Where you try and shoot down these missiles before they get to you. And the whole bigger portion of the story is, you know, do these things actually work? Because suddenly America, rightfully so, a little nervous about whether these things work with their pal over in North Korea getting all uppity with some of his technology. So that's the real point of the story. But as they're talking about this, they're saying, well, it kind of landed halfway, but parts of it, they don't know if it got shot down or if it just broke up on its own. And parts of it landed over here and parts of it exploded kind of beside the domestic terminal. And two things cross my mind is the pictures they're showing and they're telling the stories. No one seemed even moderately fazed at the Saudi Arabia International Airport that there were missiles landing around them and planes are still ripping up and down the runways and people are doing their thing. And I didn't know Saudi Arabia required a domestic terminal. I don't know how many other airports are in this country. That might be a little racist, but it hadn't really dawned on me that there might be multiple places to fly around Saudi Arabia.
Well, I mean, this might be my ignorance, but I can honestly say I don't even know how large Saudi Arabia is as a country. So
clearly, you know what? Let's move on from Saudi Arabia because we're both probably not qualified to talk about it.
Yeah, fair enough. We can.
But you know what? Like, I don't know what you expect to see happen, and by being the guy who changes one of these Wi-Fi passwords, like, I guess you think it's funny or. Like,
well, I mean,
were you hoping to get off on Sedan?
Well, that's kind of what I was wondering. You know, as I read this, I was like, well, did he just not want to pay for a ticket to Sudan? So we're going to try and time this right so that we get to a, you know, we know we're going to have to make this emergency landing. And
so they talked about a couple other ones that had happened. One was like LAX to somewhere and they had called it like Al-Qaeda's free Wi-Fi network.
Al-Qaeda's free terror network.
That was it. And you're like, oh, well, at least it's free, I guess.
Well,
and the other one was...
they know where to go.
They had just named the other one Galaxy Note 7 because those were the phones last year that were exploding and airlines had banned them. They weren't like huge explosions, but the batteries were melting down and burning people and shit. So
now, that one seemed a little bit...
like you were going for humor, at least?
Right. Like, to me, did that really require...
They don't fuck around with the planes.
Oh my goodness, come on.
Yeah.
That seems funny.
I guess.
Yeah, bomb on board. Okay, I guess I would be okay if they landed that plane, but
really, people don't have much of a sense of humor around airports in general.
No, and I get that. You know, I kind of sit here and honestly, when I read this the first time, I laughed a lot.
Yeah, of course.
Which is not the appropriate response.
Well, it's why we're talking about it. We're hoping other people are laughing with us. So,
but, you know, as I said earlier, at one point in my life, I really did fly a fair amount. And I would rather the airlines take caution over let's just, you know, like you said, in our flying oil-filled tin can. Let's just keep going and hope that we're good. No, I'm okay with that call.
I have seen, and I don't think we've talked about this on the show before, but there are lots of, I have seen other, not at airports, but people try to be funny with their Wi-Fi names. I saw one that was called, and I think it was at a hotel called Pretty Fly for a Wi-Fi, which was kind of funny. And another one, we were in a condo building, and it was clearly had been set up by the child of the family or a teenager or something, and it was titled Mom Pick This One.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's like, okay, that's we both know you're good. Gonna mess this up, Mom. So it's this one. Anyway, those are kind of and like I said, we had two airplane related topics here. This one, I think, makes me believe that it's time for our species to be extinct. I think we're done here. We've reached a point where it's time for us all to go. There is now a service, I believe based in Russia, that will allow you to rent a private jet, not to take off because that's expensive and not everybody can afford that. But if you would like, you can rent a private jet that is sitting on the ground so you can come in and take your Instagram photos or your Facebook pictures and really look like one of the top end rich kids instead of a real rich kid, right, who does have his own personal jet or can charter these things. And as I'm reading this story and I'm looking at some of the pictures that are in it, and I'm just done, Jill. I think we, as a society, I think as a culture, we suck, right? Like,
and I just want to pull back to the other one for just one second. I read that, laughed, kind of went, oh, man, you know. People need to stop being idiots. Then I read this article, and I just rolled my eyes, like with no control over it whatsoever. I couldn't believe that this is actually happening. And then I thought about it for a second, and then I go, I can't believe that I couldn't believe that this wasn't happening.
Of course this is happening.
Of course this is happening. And I just, I'm almost speechless because who is doing this? And
yeah.
I realized like that this obviously is popular enough to make the news and
to be a business.
And to be a business.
Like
exactly.
If it didn't work, if people weren't doing it, they would have gone out of business. People are actually going, yeah, you know what? I need this in my life. And it comes from, I guess, our celebrity obsessed lifestyle that sees them put their pictures up and then actual, you know, kids or family members of real rich people or oil tycoons or CEOs or whatever who can go off and do this. And I guess on Instagram, if no one has to know that that plane never took off, you too can look like you're living the life, I guess. Like,
I guess, but I mean, like,
but that's the part for me, Jill. That's the part for me where I blame us. If it was just a couple thousand douchebags around the world who were rich enough to afford it, I'd go, I guess when you've got that kind of money. But this happens because there are enough of us out there following these people or clicking like on these things or whatever that think this is a cool way to live, that it's worth it to go and rent this plane to sit on the fucking ground so that you can look like one of those people too and get those likes and follows. And oh, it's just
mind-numbing.
Well,
I just want to point out,
one,
I don't have Instagram. So there you go.
Look at you. Nice.
I know. Well, really? What? Nobody wants to see me doing what? Sit in class? Sit in my pajamas?
Couldn't you just follow me? I only have like 9 followers.
That would require me making an Instagram account.
I know. I'm just going to make one and put your name on. And then rent a jet on the ground.
I mean, I just... And then I was kind of like, and this is happening in Russia? Like, I didn't...
Well, again, lots of rich oil barons and stuff.
Yeah.
Their kids all get to... I think it's one of those countries, much like the one that you live in right now, where there's like... Some people way up at the top with a ton of money, and then the rest of us who like to pay attention to them and watch them, and you know,
right? Well, and I guess you're right because really, if no one gave a shit, then
yeah, if no one
wouldn't
watched,
do this. I mean, really, like I also like that you could pay extra to put fancy things on the table. Did you read that part?
Yeah, and like bottle service, and there was different kinds of like. One of my favorite parts of the article, and I don't remember what the translation was, but it was like, let's call it 400 rubles, right? Because it was in Russia.
It's 11,000 rubles.
Okay,
I do have it in front of me, but yes.
And then the person puts, which is roughly, I think, 191 freedom dollars.
Freedom dollars. I was going to bring that up because that is what stood out to me the most.
That's hilarious.
Freedom dollars. And I just about fell out of bed reading that. I was laughing so hard. It was hilarious.
For 2 hours, I think. Or for 1 hour.
2 hours. 2 hours, I believe.
So $200 for 2 hours to rent this plane that's just sitting there somewhere. And, you know,
But they did put in, just so you know, which is nothing compared to the actual cost to take the jet off.
Oh, I'm sure. No kidding.
To actually take you somewhere.
Right. No, yeah, that's one ticket on a plane somewhere, right? Like... to the Sudan, most likely, from Moscow to the Sudan direct. Possible stopovers for bad Wi-Fi names.
For bad Wi-Fi name.
And you know what? As I think back about that story, it might have been, right, like you can create a portable network so your laptop will work off your iPhone. Like maybe it didn't rename the actual plane's Wi-Fi. Maybe they set up their own Wi-Fi network that would then be detected, as I think more and more about it. Not that it matters. It's still
I believe they did say that because I believe it was a hotspot.
Okay.
That was named Bomb on Board.
Bomb on Board.
Bomb on Board, which, you know, like I said, I guess you kind of have to take that seriously, but wow.
Yeah. No, it's true. So will you be leasing a jet for your next birthday party or Instagram? Well, you don't have it. You could Snapchat on there. I know you have the Snapchat. You post once every 2 or 3 months or something. And
that is, and I did what I posted something recently.
Normally, your posts seem to just be, "Hey, I see it's snowing at home. It's 15 here, and I'm in sandals or something."
That's fun. Yeah, that was fun. I enjoyed that. That one was good. No, this one, see, this one that I just posted, I don't know if you saw it on Snapchat, was about me bringing gummy bears while I was studying for my math exam. Because I deserve
that.
Them.
I can't believe I missed that. These are the math can't miss things that...
I also picked, like, the very complicated looking math to put in the background.
See, it's like your own version of the landed jet. Now I can flip back to page 3 where we're learning our times tables.
Right, exactly. I mean, you got to try and make the people around you feel like a little bit stupid, right? I mean,
had you done any of it? Like, if we went and found the snap, could like people correct your work and look at it?
It wasn't. It's funny. It wasn't actually my work. See, we were doing a review.
Okay.
For the final exam, and so we had the blank review, and then the professor had actually posted all of the answers.
Right.
So it was just the answers. Okay. It was just the professor's work for the answers for the tests that are in the background of my snap. Yeah, I make it look like, oh yeah, look what I did. I can do all this.
It'd be
math.
Way better if people could like look right past the gummy bears and be like, oh, she got number 4 wrong.
Well, it was okay. So it was very funny. So one of Andy's friends is kind of a child and loves the number 69.
Of course.
And so he'll always snap pictures of things like when his laptop is like when his battery is down at 69% thing. And so I was doing a math problem and I got like 1.69 as my answer. And I sent it to him. I sent him a snap and I was like, yeah, look. And then I realized that I did the problem wrong.
Oh.
And this guy's got his PhD in like coastal engineering or something. So like this guy can do the math. And I was like, wow, that's embarrassing.
Oy. I love that the same guy who's so into the number 69 is also a PhD candidate.
Well, you know, hey.
Some things never change, right? Some things are just always funny. I don't know if you remember, there's an old episode of Family Guy, and I don't know why I laugh so hard, but where Peter Griffin makes the New England Patriots, and he's wearing the number 68, and for some reason to me, that's way funnier than if he wore the number 69.
Well, no, the funniest part of that whole thing is when he, I believe, went to go and play with the Silly Nannies.
Yes, the England Silly Nannies.
The England Silly Nannies.
Oy. All right, Jill, we got anything else on this one, or is that the end of our airline calamities and dream dates?
Well, that was the end of our airline calamities that you showed me. I mean, don't get me wrong. I can, if we want to talk about airline calamities,
I'd rather
can do that.
Talk about your dream date here. Like Julia and Jillian, not that far off. You know, if she does shoot him down, it's not that far from Delaware to Boston, is it? He seems like a nice guy. He's at least handy. He may have built at least one room in a house.
You know that there's nothing that he built ever. I mean, come on.
He looks a little
serious.
Like a Ricky Gervais, like an American Ricky Gervais or something
I
like
mean,
that.
I don't know. That
it's mean
just,
to rip on him, but it's
well,
just too funny. I'm sorry.
I mean, really, the thing was, okay.
You sent that to a stranger.
You sent that to a stranger. But it's one thing if you send it like that night when you, like, we could
still
all
hammered.
Tell that you are hammered.
Yeah.
You sent it the next morning. You had time to go to bed, sleep on this. You woke up and you decided. You made a clear decision, conscious decision that this is what you were going to do.
This girl
then
wants
you know what?
To hear
you
from me.
You absolutely deserve to have this sent across the internet. I don't know what else to tell you.
It's not even like a text, right? Where you could have gone, I liked that girl last night. I'm just going to shoot her. Hey, had fun with you last night. Maybe we can get... No, this is, I would love you so much. You're coming on a little strong,
no, there
Joe.
Was one point, there was one point that he said, what did he say? I think I could love you.
I could see.
Like,
this
could
is where the Boston
love.
Thing came into for me.
Yeah.
I could see myself fall in love with you.
That's what he said. Right. And I was like, okay, so this is what you say for somebody that you could see yourself falling in love?
I mean, I guess it's possible I could fall for you.
Like, what is this? So you just like want to go on another, like on a date then?
Yeah,
and
remember?
Like,
I'm looking forward to hopefully having dinner with you.
That,
let's
like,
make it happen. Let's make it
wow.
happen.
Let's make it happen. No, this was too much for me. There, like, I want to like dissect that like sentence by sentence because I'm sure I could have something to say for each and every one of them. Because it was gold.
Joe is terrific. We love Joe. And if there is any more, I'm gonna go back to that tweet. See if I can weave through the web. See if any more of the friends have commented. See if we can find out more. Because I have to know what happened here. If the restraining order has been filed yet or what's happening.
Good. We will come back
yes.
and do another show about that, I hope.
For
because,
sure.
Wow.
The legal wranglings between Joe and Julia. Oy. Jill, thanks a lot for doing this.
Of course.
This is, or that was, Audio Whiplash number 98. You can interact with the show at Tall Can Audio. Let us know what you thought. Or facebook.com/tallcanaudio. Hit us up at patreon.com. Oh, I'm still sick, Jill. It's patreon.com/tallcanaudio. We will see you all on the next one.
Mwah. Ciao, baby.
Well, this one's empty. For more, visit tallcanaudio.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook at tallcanaudio.